Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of Back to Reality. Thank you for joining us in this new episode. Well, this is Asma. Once more, I have the honor to be your host. And here with me, I have two very dear guests, Brother Liaqat and Sister Zainab. Assalamu alaikum, both of you.
Alaykum assalam.
And just as the ritual of this program goes, I would like you to introduce yourself very briefly so that we can get into the very heart of discussion. So let's start with Sister Zainab.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim and assalamu alaikum. Yes, this is Zainab Askari. I'm from Kashmir, Indian administrated Kashmir. And I've been living in Iran for some 10 years now and studying Khalsa here.
Very good. Thank you for joining us, Sister Zainab. And you, Brother Liaqat?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I'm Muhammad Liaqat Abbas from India. And right now I'm pursuing my master's in psychology. And my interest is in history, Islamic history, as well as psychology. Thank you.
Thank you both of you very much for joining us in today's episode. Well, there are many things that I won't be doing in front of the people I know and also in front of the strangers, like some sort of stuff we all do not do in front of other people. I mean, like, for example, if there are some obscene words, you wouldn't use them in front of strangers because you would feel a sort of shame or embarrassment, or let's just call it pudency, that keep us away from doing such a stuff in front of others. Now, the first question is that, this feeling that I have, is it something inborn, inherent, or no? It's something acquired and I have obtained it by time. And let's start with Sister Zaina.
Yeah, this having the sense of shame, what you introduced was a healthy shame.
Mm-hmm.
We basically have two sorts of there's
exactly.
A healthy shame that keeps you, that holds you back from doing something, or that holds you back to harm someone. And there's this toxic form of shame, mm-hmm. wherein you don't know your potential and you...
Out of shame, you wouldn't even get improved in your life.
For example, you tend to do jobs where they pay you less, and you have you don't have the ability to say mm-hmm. no, or fight for your rights or something. So that's a toxic form of shame. But talking about the
healthy shame,
healthy
pudency,
shame, I think it's both. It's both innate and also acquired. I think naturally we all have this tendency. Whenever we harm someone, consciously or unconsciously, we have this sense of guilt, and having that sense of guilt is basically
a part of that shame.
Mm-hmm. So we generally have that. We have the sense of accountability. Whenever we hurt someone, or whenever we do something wrong, we naturally have that. So it's innate. But sometimes it's also acquired. It depends on your beliefs, mm-hmm. the culture you are born in, and also the upbringing, the education, the environment. I think all those things have a role in shaping what form of, will you develop a healthy form of shame, or you don't develop it at all.
Exactly. So, brother, according to you, right now, I guess we come to this conclusion that it is intuitive. It exists. Part of it exists in us, inside of us. And the other part is obtained by time. I mean, social standards would teach us what to do and what not to do. So it could be both innate and inherent. Now, if I want to improve it, are there any ways for that? I mean, I have it intuitively, but I have to work on it more and more because we can see it pretty much vividly in the society that not all people feel it. You come to ask yourself, is it innate really?
So I would start by saying, yes, of course, there is this sense of innate or inbuiltness. But unfortunately, either the parents or the society, teachers or friends, they kind of remove it or
desensitize it.
Yeah, exactly. Or they kind of change it. Mm-hmm. Example, having a sense of shamefulness towards those things which a person shouldn't be ashamed of. Okay. And having a sense of shamelessness towards those things where there should be shamefulness. Example.
Yeah.
So in today's world, we can see this a lot.
Number
happening,
two
unfortunately.
More.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But on the other side, it's more, I would say it's mostly acquired. in order for a person to shape it. Okay?
Yeah, so like there is this potential inside each one of us, but then there are some ways to acquire it more and more, to improve it. We go for a break and then we come back to see how to improve it.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Welcome back. While you're listening to IRIB English Radio, this is Back to Reality. I'm Asma. Sister Zainab and Brother Liaghat are helping us with the concept of pudency. Now that we have the potential, the ground is there, the seeds are there, I want to improve it. How can I improve it? Or as parents, how can I teach my children to have this sense of shame?
So I think children mostly learn by observing all the time, rather than educating them, teaching them. For example, even if I want to teach my son, say, Bismillah before eating food, and if I tell him 10 times, maybe that won't have much impact than he hearing me loudly saying it all the time before I start.
It becomes a habit.
Yeah, so it's all the time observing. By observing, they learn more. And for yourself to be good at that, to develop this healthy sense of shame in yourself, I think it's very important to develop a sense of accountability and improve that sense. I think, like we have this hadith also from Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him and his purified family. Take your account before you are
to be accounted.
Yeah, exactly. So I think every night we have been, you know, recommended to do muraqabah, to take our account, mm-hmm. and to look, have a list of things what we did for the day. I think this helps a lot in this sense of accountability.
So as parents, I have to work as a role model.
Yeah.
Whatever I want to teach my children, I have to act it first of all. Practice what you preach. So this is the first thing. If we want to go for the second way of teaching our children, what we would do?
Because most of the parents, like, they don't teach these things, these kind of things, example, like how to be shameful towards those mm-hmm. things, example.
And by
which
the way,
you should be ashamed of.
Just sorry to interrupt you. I just wanted to mention that it's not just for children. Like, nowadays in society, all that you see are not children. They are grown-ups. So exactly. If we want to teach these grown-ups, is there any way, is there any hope for them to get any shame?
Definitely. You know, the best thing about Islam is that it is a kind of package which tells about everything, which includes all the topics. Mm-hmm. And one of them is
and
shame
itself.
And
it's timeless.
Itself. Of course, definitely. Example, if we see the likes of Dua Abu Hamza Somali, example, or Dua Kumail, example, you can see a lot of shame inside it. Like a person is shameful near Allah mm-hmm. subhanahu wa ta'ala when he's making dua, he or she. The person is shameful about and has a lot of guilt about what he or she has done. Yeah, and feeling this kind of humiliation near Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mm-hmm. Of
modesty.
Course. You see, this will in itself build a lot of haya or shame or these kind of beautiful traits. I mean, I'm talking about the healthy shame or the good shame. Yeah,
pudency. When we say pudency, it comes as the connotation with modesty.
Exactly. Yeah. So this is now being introduced in our soul, or it is like it is exposed, I would say.
Yeah.
And a person learns, oh, okay, so this is how I should be. This is how I should speak, mm-hmm. you see. When we kind of learn through du'as, and of course the hadith of Ahlul Bayt alayhi muslim are always there to guide us. Of course, the Holy Quran as well. But other than the Holy Quran, even the hadith help us how we have to shape our shame towards which things we have to be shameful and which things we have to uprise or we mm-hmm. have to stand up against. We shouldn't be ashamed against, like, standing up
so
against the oppressed.
Your focus is on the teachings of Ahlul Bayt alayhi muslim. And you say that we have to be inspired by all of these texts that we have that
Definitely.
Has been passed down to us. Now, let's just regard the social media and what's going on right now in today's world. Like, people are doing stuff that are so shameful, but they still do it and they get so much of likes and they are just appreciated by many people. There are some comments that tell you, okay, come to your true self, come to your sense. Like, what is this nonsense? But then there are many people who say, who come to accept this. Now, this becomes a problem. We have to go for a break and then we'll come back to talk about it more and more. So, yes, media, again, in whatever discussion we have, there's one road that leads to media because it has become an important and integral part of our today's life. So, as I just said, if I teach my children about pudency, if I myself have got something like pudency, like the potential that we talked about, that is innate and inborn, it comes with me, it comes with the package, and then society comes to change it for me. Now, one of the tools of society is media. So this media is going to change everything in a way that I can no longer teach my children that, okay, this, that what you take as a normal behavior is no longer a normal behavior. I cannot teach them. And as for the youngsters or even the adults, how can I just tell them that what you're seeing, that what you're reading is a sort of impudency, that you are getting into it and you become desensitized with listening too much of it or seeing too much of it?
I think, again, it starts from parenting, correct parenting, and nurturing your child properly. For example, we confuse ourselves as parents, like, I want to make my child bold. And just in that sense of, like, I just want to make my child bold, I tell them, why are you shy all the time? Why you can't speak up?
Yeah.
So we so much encourage them to speak, and they can speak up anything. They can harm others by speaking up. So I think we have to correct that behavior. If someone is trying to hide behind and do not feel like expressing themselves at that particular point of time, it's okay. We can correct those communication behaviors differently, but it's not okay to remove all shame from them from that period of time, because it's like we are having this intention of making them bold, and in this cycle we forget to make them hold accountable. We forget to teach them, see, if you are writing something on social media or wherever, you're accountable for this. You will be asked about
you're
this.
Responsible.
Have you used? Yeah.
Yeah.
How you used your skills of writing? How you used your skills to? I don't know. Today we see cyberbullying. We see people sharing content without realization of what impact it may have. But if we as parents teach them, and society, I think as a society, if we happen to teach each other. Mm-hmm. Because it's not just, yes, charity begins at home, but overall, if we educate ourselves that everything has to be answered and we are responsible citizens, if we have the sense of responsibility towards each other, I think it will be...
So, you know, brother, now if we put parenting aside, there's another thing that I think I have to rephrase myself and put it this way, that how to know and recognize that what's happening there in the name of freedom of speech or in the name of human rights, I have the right to be whoever I want and I have to tell whatever I wish. It becomes a matter of normalization. Like they are normalizing stuff that shouldn't be normalized. How can I recognize that what I'm seeing is not actually what I have to see?
I would like to bring an example over here. Like the shorts or the videos, what we see has a lot of troll content, I would say. Hate speech, troll content.
Yeah.
We look at people falling down and we laugh.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. The person over there, if he was to see his own video, like him falling down by mistake, and it might kind of look funny, but people laughing at him, he might feel ashamed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, thousands and thousands of people are laughing at me. If we really were to keep
By the
ourselves...
way, nowadays they get happy because they get much of like and feedbacks.
Exactly. This is a problem now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is a problem that because of the likes, they're feeling
the
happy.
The concepts are changing.
Exactly.
Now you are humiliated, but you feel like you've got much of fame.
So and what they do is maybe like, you know, in today's world, they're like, okay, let's create more content like this. Unfortunately, we have to of course, we have to sort out between what is right content to be taught or to be produced on media or social media platform and what shouldn't be produced.
Yeah. So this was all. Thank you, sister, and thank you, brother. I hope you have enjoyed it. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin. يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي لدي أمار عزك يا الله يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي التي أما رايزك لتصيد daylight again once again.